But today, we learned why Trump may be acting like this. According to a new book called Fire and Fury, Donald Trump didn't want to be president. He didn't want him to win. There's a name for that. The majority of American voters. Trump was planning on failing and walking away with the fame and the money. Or as the article describes it, this was a real-life version of Mel Brooks' The Producers. Now, in some ways, it still is. I mean, just look at all the happy Nazis. It's... Ooh. What? Ooh. Am I being too hard on Nazis? Didn't realize we had so many Nazi fans here tonight. It's a brilliant plan, but then tragedy struck. He won. Donald Trump Jr. told a friend that on election night, his father looked as if he had seen a ghost. Melania was in tears and not of joy. Really, Melania cried on election night. That is the first thing we have in common. Other than, of course, our smoky eyes. The campaign. Thank you. No, thank you. The campaign was in such disarray that his closest advisors had no faith in him, like Trump strategist and Vincent D'Onofrio from Men in Black. Steve Bannon. You got any sugar water? When he came on board in August, Bannon thought the campaign was done for. He described it as the broke dick campaign. And the campaign struggled with a candidate who had no previous government or military experience. Our previous president was a professor of constitutional law. But in Trump's campaign early on, a campaign staffer was sent to explain the Constitution to the candidate. You can't have a president who doesn't know what the Constitution is. That's like a pilot saying,
attention, passengers. We are heading toward Houston, so just sit back and enjoy the flight. Oh, one quick thing. If anyone in that back there knows how to get to Houston and land a plane, please just push your call button. And I'm not sure which button that one is, though.